This week, the U.S. Army 3rd Infantry Division found itself in the awkward position of explaining why two news releases about two separate terrorist attacks included the same defiant quotation from an unidentified Iraqi supposedly responding to the incidents. A release 1 week ago quotes the anonymous source as follows: "The terrorists are attacking the infrastructure, the ISF, and all of Iraq. They are enemies of humanity without religion or any sort of ethics. They have attacked my community today, and I will now take the fight to the terrorists." A July 13th release about a car bombing used that exact quotation, substituting only the word children for ISF or Iraqi security forces. We wanted to get the story behind this astonishing coincidence, so joining me on the line from Baghdad is unidentified Iraqi. Mr. Iraqi, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you, sir.
I want to begin by asking you how all this happened, being quoted as uttering the identical words about two separate terrorist attacks.
The terrorists are attacking the infrastructure, the fill in the blank, and all of Iraq.
Understood. My question, though, is how you came to be speaking to the U.S. military in the first place. Are you yourself in the Iraqi government or the security forces?
Sir, they are enemies of humanity without religion or any sort of ethics.
Mr. Unidentified Iraqi, did you actually say the things that appeared in these press releases?
I will now take the fight to the terrorists.
Okay, forgive me for observing two things. One, your quotations were awfully convenient for an army battling not just insurgents, but also media portrayals of bitter and demoralized ordinary Iraqis. And two, that really sounds like a fake Iraqi accent. Can you offer one original thought that would make me believe you actually exist?
They hate our freedom?
That's not going to do it.
I think I've already given you my best material.
Mr. Unidentified Iraqi, thank you very much.
My pleasure, sir.
Unidentified Iraqi spoke to us on the phone from fill in the blank. Back in real life, the military did issue a statement regarding those coincidental quotes. Lieutenant Colonel Clifford Kent, spokesman for the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division, said the use of the quote was an administrative error.